Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Maybe ready for a changer, maybe not. To the red line, he steps, he dumps it in, ties a Muzzin. Nick Paul grabs right circle. Paul. Score! Nick Paul!
What a move.
What a goal! 2-1 Lightning!
What a move he made.
Halftime. What a fantastic show so far. Sharp and Benning in the morning on 1620 The Zone. 1620thezone.com. Everything's up on the replay page. This is brought to you by Harsh Cigars, Pipes, and Lounge. Want to just relax, enjoy a nice cocktail, maybe just shoot the breeze, maybe argue top five point guards of all time. Maybe you just want to talk business. Whatever it is, Harsh Cigars, Pipes, and Lounge has got you covered. Great location right off the North 48th Street exit, Mormon Bridge Road, right next to Cubby's.
It'll get lost because the Penguins were, were eliminated last night, but Jake Guentzel, the pride of UNO, had an absurd goal where he kicked it to himself and then scored. They reviewed it to see if his stick was above the crossbar. They allowed it. Jake Guentzel, again, had a monstrous postseason, but the Pens are out in seven as the Rangers move on. Calgary moves on last night, and we move on to the next round of the NHL. We move on to the Eastern and Western Conference Finals in the NBA. When we're done with our show, because they replay Get Up over and over on ESPN, go watch Patrick Beverley today. He is in studio, him and J.J. Redick, along with Mike Greenberg. And Patrick Beverley, who does have access to grind, and he is grinding them thick, especially against Chris Paul.
Yeah,
he does not like Chris Paul.
He said, hey, I'm not telling you anything. This isn't just me. This is what the NBA says. The line, though, was, hey, you tell me we're playing the Phoenix Suns. Man, let's go. Let's go. Now, you telling me I'm getting ready for the Golden State Warriors? It's, yeah, fellas, going to be a quick night. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So him and his teammate, the Ant-Man, got on social media last night because there was an incident late in the year where the Suns were talking smack to the Timberwolves about, if we see you in the playoffs, we're going to beat you, blah, 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 blah. And so they kept receipts, and then they turned around and they cashed in those receipts last night, which I'm seeing a lot of people are on, Chris Paul and the Suns.
Well, I'm definitely not going to pile on, but I said a couple months ago, I said, for a team that hasn't won anything yet, they sure do bark a ton. Like a ton. But I'll be curious. They got a lot of decisions to make. And if I'm Ayton, I probably would be a little careful because he's got to play with the right point guard.
Mm-hmm.
But he does have some interesting angles because his minutes and the substitutions are strange, to put it mildly. And I don't know if I'm guessing JP isn't up yet, although it was a relatively early broadcast.
Oh, he
cashed
it in.
So he maybe have gone to bed.
Yeah. Did you turn around and keep those receipts? He was talking smack on the Lakers to you?
Nah.
You say, hey, your team's such a front runner.
I did.
They only beat teams that have injured players.
We get along really, really well. It's not typically my style. I don't get at guys and gals over their teams because I'm pretty passionate. So I don't like to rub it in.
Never seen a team that successful fade like that in a game seven where you get booed at home. An historic season.
Dude, they were showing people leaving at like the 11-minute mark.
Yeah, I thought it was a Heat game. Chris Paul, let me just give you this.
Similar cities, though. Phoenix, South Beach, a lot to do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be as apt to be in downtown Phoenix, but it's just me. Depends on what your preference is.
Well, you got the two NBA arenas right there, and then where the D-backs play.
Mm. By the way, they're still getting guys out.
Chris Paul, games 1 through 2 in his career, 31-19. Games 3 and on, 45-57. In this series, last 5 games, averaged 9.4 points per game, 18 field goals.
I just wish he wouldn't have referenced the injury.
Nope. And Patrick Beverley, by the way, midway through that game last night, tweeted out, somebody's coming up with an injury. Yeah. Watch. And it was his friend, Chris Paul. The NBA just built on, on tiffs.
Would you like to take a let me just double check real quick. Would you like to take a stab at who has Pat Beverley on their, of all people to cheer for, who has Pat Beverley on their Twitter bio page?
Your youngest son.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is just, that is my little contrarian. That is so him.
Football.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'll have to show him the clips of Pat Beverley on TV today.
And you know what he's going to say? Facts! Facts! He can't stand Chris Paul.
Coming up in this hour, Scott Chandley will stop by. There's a, I always say this every Monday, there's a lot going on in the NFL. Drew Brees got fired.
Yeah.
NBC wanted Drew Brees to be Tony Romo. He was not even in the neighborhood of being Tony Romo. We forget. Remember the playoff game?
I think networks would like Tony Romo to go back to being Tony Romo.
Do you remember the Bengals-Raiders game that Brees was on?
Yes.
The whistle thing?
Yes. The inability to explain what actually happened? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember.
I mean, Drew Brees just didn't make the transition. He wasn't very good. I don't know. I wonder, in those cases, when you spend a lot of money on your booth and it's a former player, I know they say don't let social media influence you, but there was no part of Twitter that was kind to the Drew Brees that was in the booth.
I just don't. I think a lot of his, for some reason, he doesn't appear to be that well liked. That's just the sentiment I get. Maybe Scott can speak to it better than that, but.
But it's so rare, 1 year, and they say, no, we've got to move on. Remember, they're already making a change where they elevate Mike Tirico. Maria Taylor is going to be hosting, who I think she'll do a really, really good job. That is the number one product on NBC is Sunday Night Football. Will the ratings stay the same? Because your booth is turning over. But they essentially said, Drew Brees is not a guy we see in the future.
Mm.
And where's his future? Because remember, Tom Brady's going to be the lead guy at Fox. See, that's what, when you're trying to bring a former player, and in the case of Tom Brady, you don't want New England Tom in the booth. You want so badly at Fox.
You want Tampa Tom?
Tampa Tom. Look at he put out a video this weekend where he hops on a bike and rides around New York City. I mean, he is funny. He's been released from New England, and his personality is showing. And it pains some people, including me, to go, man, there's part of Tom Brady, this Tampa Tom, that I kind of like. Because he's letting his personality, his comedic side come out. That's who Fox needs in the booth to make it successful. They don't need buttoned up Tom. I think Drew Brees just never let his personality out, and I don't think made the transition of diagnosing,
analyzing. Go ahead, get mad, Shane.
You know,
Shane is mad at you.
But no, I'm not mad.
It's 1 year. It's very rare. 1 year you pull the plug on somebody like Brees.
What do you got, Liquid?
I already know the answer is no, but did these guys ever do, these guys that come in?
No.
These NFL guys, these MLB guys, these former players like who have never done broadcasting, do they ever do any, like, practice games, or do they do?
Did you miss the show last week? That's right, you did.
I did. Did you talk about that?
Yes.
Like, do they start in the?
So we got into a nice little discussion on whether we think Brady's had any dry runs at this. Because for 37 and a, as you would say, half mil, we went round and round about this last week. Like, when did he do like sample games? Like, did he just do dry runs? I don't know.
I mean, wouldn't it be beneficial?
He is a Michigan man, but still.
Wouldn't it be beneficial to these guys?
For 37 and a half mil, yes.
To do some dry runs to, you know, if you're coming in as a former NASCAR race driver and you've never done it before, maybe do the
lower
series.
Hey, by the way,
series.
Did Logano really bump that guy?
I didn't see it in Kansas yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Kurt
Busch
won,
but the boss was there. We can ask him later. He had video from it, him sitting in the stands.
Really?
Who did?
The boss.
Mark.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know he was an NASCAR guy.
I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but.
You know what? Deep down, I don't know if it's like it. He must be like sitting on a lot of resources that we aren't privy to.
You can go to a NASCAR race without.
He certainly roots for some bad teams, though.
You can go to a NASCAR race without spending a lot of money. He's got to be traumatized.
But he was scared, though. In his defense, he said, I saw him in the passing in the hallway, and I was like, man, you got to be kicking yourselves over letting games, you know, letting that one get away and only being a 1.5-point fave in game six. But, I mean, he shifted. He was like, hey, how about Drew Holiday? But, I mean, it was just scary. Right, the Celtics melt down in Game 5, and the Bucks were only a 1.5-point favorite in Game 6. Get out of here with that!
Were they a 5-point underdog yesterday?
Yeah,
that's all right.
By the way, a lot of those mid tracks like that, Kansas, Chicago, the mid tracks.
Chicago is out.
Well, that size track, they're better.
English, please.
They're better. I wouldn't just watch it. They're better when they're.
What's the size? It's a
mid size. What's the mileage?
Like
I don't know what the mileage.
Like a sedan.
It could be like a sedan. Well, midsize as in...
Kansas Speedway is not Talladega.
Yeah, it's not Talladega. It's not huge. And it's not small like the...
But it's not small like Bristol.
That Eagle?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a midsize. I'm just saying a lot of those midsize tracks are only better when...
When in your lifetime have you ever been to either one of those tracks?
As God is my witness, I just drove past Eagle. I took Highway 6 home from Lincoln. What day did I go to Lincoln last week? Monday. I took Highway 6 and cut over. And I drove past there because this is the dumbest thing ever, but only I would do this, but I'm just going to be honest. From far away, it looks like people are actually in the stands.
Because the way they have the seats
are painted.
Yeah, it's the same way in Kansas.
So I just turned, because normally I just stay on 6 and come out by whatever. But I turned because I wanted to see if somebody was actually there. I just, you know, because an incident had just happened there. So I wanted to see, I saw it in the news. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to just see what it was because I've never been there. And, of course, it was an illusion.
Yeah, the way they have the seats is so that when seats aren't full, it looks like there's
and people it was super it. Dusty, too. So I was like, it's not a dirt track. I wonder what's going on. But there are a lot of trailers. Man, just to be able to
place.
Afford some of those
Eagle
trailers.
Eagle Raceway is a fun experience.
I want a thing on wheels.
We got to go to I-80 because I think this is the last year of I-80.
When I was getting my driver's license, there was this big guy in front of me, and we were kind of cracking jokes about all the problems I was having. And he was getting a CDL license. He was literally going to try to talk me into, like, applying for a CDL license right there on the spot. But I was thinking to myself, if I could just drive one of those.
How about if we could just drive an SUV? And we'll start there, and then we'll work our way up.
Says the guy that's clamoring to be 5'10".
No, I want to be 6'1".
Well, we got to get to 5'10 first.
Well, no, I'm 5'10. I'm 5'11.
Not a chance.
You and I are both 5'11, along with Wandale Robinson, apparently.
Wow.
Okay, so like I was saying, these mid-sized tracks, a lot of them are not, they're just not that entertaining unless you're there or unless they've just been repaved or something like that. And I've been there 3 times. I've seen it in the stands once as a fan. I've seen it twice as a media member where I've seen it up in the press box. I've seen it, I sat on the hillside, which was pretty cool with the photographers, and then I was down in the pit road for part of it too. So I've seen it from all different angles, and obviously that's the best when it comes to that mid-sized.
By the way, speaking of Kansas Speedway, 2026 in Kansas City, Missouri, and Kansas City, Kansas. You could have the Royals playing downtown in KC, and the Chiefs playing at a stadium out by the racetrack.
Mm.
2026.
Jamie says the Kansas Speedway is a 1.5 miles. Is that long, Shane? Apparently not.
I would say it's a mid-sized track.
I'm not a big fan of that track.
You're a goofball.
Here is Michigan Lance. Good morning, Lance.
Hey, good morning, boys. Hey, is Shane going to be Drew Brees after this show or what?
Yeah, he might be.
My man just say
anything.
Wow, I can't believe he said that out loud.
He's different, man. We give Shane a lot of leeway because...
And we're also loving that he's back.
Yeah.
Hell to the victim. I get that, guys, but he just said out at his boss.
He said he just out at his
boss. No, you know what? I don't think... Because if you post video, everybody knows that you're there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you could... I think he was okay going there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like he told him in the third bathroom stall.
Hey, man, just making sure, man, my man's sick is good, man.
Hey, listen, hey, listen, you, it's, it, you know it's Monday. We're liable to say anything.
Right, right. And I was like, oh, is the boss okay with that? Hey, man, I'm glad you brought up a couple of things. So Micah just turned what? 13. And I see he's on Twitter. So when did he get a Twitter?
It was a point of consternation. Let's not talk about it. Probably 2 months ago, maybe.
Okay. All right. So
you realize I'm the bad parent to let him have IG first.
Oh, wow. You went IG first before Twitter?
Well, he didn't exactly tell me.
I'd have the same reaction.
Okay, I got you. Well, yeah, that's different. That's different then.
Yeah.
He just hopped on himself. So, right, so my son just got Twitter a year and a half earlier than I wanted him to. And I gave him permission to do it. And the reason I did, and DB knows me, like, just because I don't like something, I'll say, hey, no, or this, that. Like, if I do know how to adjust. So, like, I'll give DB props on calling it Spoelstra. Hey, a couple years ago, Spoelstra's a good coach, man. This is, I'm like, I think he was more LeBron. Hey, I give DB credit. Hey, Spoelstra is a good coach. He got him back to, you know, Eastern Conference Finals, got him to a finals with Butler. So, hey, he's. I give him credit. DB, you're right. You were right. He's a great coach. And so, you know, with my son and his Twitter theme, and that's why I want to know how you were, DB. Like, we were down in Florida, and he was working out with some kids.
Mm-hmm.
That were also seventh graders. Well, the three other kids he's working out with all have Twitter, and I'm looking at them, and they're all for, you know, for recruiting. And I had, you know, I was like, all right, man. So I had to break down and say, hey, because this is what you want to do. Hey, but understand this is a business account, not a social account. and so, like, I compromise with that, and he understands what it's about and why he's doing it, you know what I mean? And so I just want to know, yeah, how was your deal, DB, with that?
He understands. You know, he posts a lot of videos, retweets. You know, he has more film of himself doing things than any kid I've ever seen. But you know, he doesn't really sit still, so he films himself quite a bit, like in the driveway or catching passes or whatever. He's just that.
Hey, that's cool. You know. Right, and that's cool. So that's something different around here, to where a lot of kids here don't have Twitter, or if they do, it's socially. There's probably, you know, there's not that many kids that have it as a business account for a recruiting tool.
Yeah,
and that's why, like, I say, hey man, I try to put my kids on the same level as everybody in the country, not just North Omaha, Omaha, the state of Nebraska. Hey, if this kid is doing that, hey man, I need to be on equal level playing field so we can have, you know what I mean? So,
speaking of which, maybe to lead into whatever else you were going to talk about, you remember the early conversations we had when I told you it would be a good idea to be paying attention to what was going on in middle schools, and you told me it was way too early. And I said, okay,
right, yeah.
Okay. But you're going to have to learn to, you know, kind of navigate it.
Yep.
And where are we now with that?
Well, you're about to go somewhere. Okay.
I'm just saying, like, now you're four prep schools. Now you're four academies. Now you're four training facilities. I mean.
Well, it goes back to what I said. What is everybody else in the country doing? When I came here in 2008, when I came back from graduate assistant at Wayne State College, I had people in Texas. I went down to Texas, and I was recruiting Florida, Southwest Florida. And I'm seeing how the Pop Warner League, Little League, are transitioning into high school. And I tried to get, in 2008, before the NYSL, I tried to get the Boys and Girls Club to be up under Benson. I was at Benson at the time as an assistant. They said, hey, let's be a feeder program. Let's do this and that. And, you know, they didn't want to do it. I was like, all right. So I knew that was coming.
And the very next year was when Bob Dannenauer introduced the feeder programs.
Right. Exactly. And then the NYSL come, a couple years later. And so I was early on that. Now, the recruiting part is what you're talking about of middle school kids. And I said, yeah, that I just don't want to talk to kids. I'll talk to their parents.
Exactly.
And as you see this, right, you see this thing evolve. Before I became the head coach of Concordia and what I learned from you, DB, so I was strategic and start, I have a guy at Lewis and Clark that's a teacher. I have a guy at King Science as a teacher.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had guys on my staff, so then when I went to Central, hey, we were full ready to go. And so when you see the mass exodus of kids leaving Central right now, like those kids that were there, well, those kids came there because of my staff. Now listen to what I'm saying. I didn't say me by myself. Well, the staff that I put together to have those kids there. And so then once you take them out, and if you don't have those resources of middle school coaches and little league coaches like I had, well, this is what happened. See, nobody wants to tell that part because, I know this guy. Yeah, that's my friend. Hey, take the friendship out of it. That's not your job anyway. Your job is to report. Report the facts. That's what it is. You know what I mean? And DB is my witness. He knows. Now, DB took a picture of all of us at the state city game. OPS, the King Size, you know what I mean, was there a few years ago with a lot of these kids. You know what I mean? So, hey, the proof is in. It's there. I'm not making it up. Not bitter, sad, anything like that. I knew what you were talking about, DB. I was against it. But, again, I adjusted because that's what it called for. And that's why I talked about DB a couple months ago. You cussed me out in your way. You didn't use cuss words. But when we were talking about hard jobs, right?
Mm.
Well, you know, hard coaching jobs in high school. And I'm like, hey, man, I saw the future with OPS. I said, hey, man, those OPS jobs are harder because they're not built for, feeders. I say not built, like they don't have the staff and the administration support. Everybody doesn't have that to build a consistent winner. And that's unfortunate. And Sanford, where you lose a Lamonji, like I'm not a Lamonji guy, but I thought that was a great hire for Westside, and I thought it was a great move for Lamonji. You know what I mean? I think that's a great fit.
So how about explaining? Like, look what's happening at Benson. I mean, you think that's a direct result of folks investing in the younger communities with the right guys on staff. Now, if all those guys stay at Benson. Like it could be a game changer. Now they're going to need some offensive linemen, but you can see it at least starting to happen.
Most definitely. And a couple of those guys were on my staff or on that staff now.
Yeah, two of them.
And
he had those guys. Abdul was what we were talking about. He had those guys. Yeah. Did you see how he had them at? So first of all, they play at the stadium, so he's got the connection with the university. And did you see who did the team talk to that eighth grade group? It was Coach Frost in the meeting rooms on campus.
Yep. And those are the guys I was talking about I had on my staff at Central and at Concordia. Like, I saw the future years ago. You know what I mean? I just didn't get enough time.
I couldn't believe that.
So, hey, man, this is what you got.
Real quick, I know we got to get ready to go. Did you want to get in on Chris Paul or no? Because I felt like it was coming.
Man, Chris, I didn't know. I like Chris Paul. I didn't know there was offense out there. The last night were fraud. Were Kevin Durant years ago? I told you he wasn't a lead the league, lead your team to a championship.
You were mad at him because you thought he was a mama's boy. Let's be honest.
No. He lost to the team in Golden State and said, "Oh, I'm gonna come join you because I can't." And then he broke it. And said, "I'm going to go with Kyrie." Now, you know I don't like Kyrie. I'm like, you should have just – I was like, Kyrie is way lower on the totem pole than Chris Paul to me. You know what I mean? Like, Jason Tatum. Kyrie Irving and Jason Tatum worked out with Kobe, right? And Kyrie's like, "Oh, yeah, I'm working out with Kobe because I'm this, that, and I'm trying to be this, that." Dude, you're 6'2". You're not going to be Kobe. Now, Jason Tatum, on the other hand, didn't go out bragging about this and that. Now, he has the – opportunity to be Kobe because he's what 6'6", 6'7", 6'8". Like, he has the body type, he has the frame, he's not injured, he's durable.
He has the mentality.
also the physicality too. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm a Jason Tatum guy, man. I would love to see him get a championship. Chris Paul, I don't know what. Hey, man, people just despise him. I'm not on that train.
Did we lose him? Well, you had to be shocked. I was, to see the inroads that Abdul and those guys have made with that 707 program.
I saw that Trev talked to him, and then, yeah, Scott had him in the...
And he always has them down there utilizing their facility.
So that's like four straight weeks. That's good on Abdul to get those guys... Well, getting guys engaged. First of all, you got to introduce football to more people.
Like, that's pretty impressive. I'm serious. Former teammate or not, a guy that I love or not, same birthday or not. We have all those things. But
well, I think he's introducing football to kids. Okay? It's not go play another sport. Football, you can get somewhere with football.
And he's just continued the support.
Yes. Well, he's got a good setup. You know how, I mean, look at
him. He's continued the support.
He's been to Boys and Girls Club, so he knows how to,
I mean,
he knows the right buttons to push.
I mean, good on him. I don't think you understand the degree of difficulty what he pulled off. I'm not saying that. I'm not just saying that. Like, captive audience, Coach Frost addressing the team in the facility. Doesn't just happen.
Well, okay.
Now, he's got some legit fellas, too.
Introducing and retaining kids to play football.
That's the next challenge.
But also giving them an experience. Is something that keeps them engaged.
I'm with you. Yep. And look what we've seen with feeder programs. Who has one of the best soccer feeder programs in the state? That would be Gretna.
Yeah, and they
reason
go for another state championship tonight,
good.
Girls.
Right?
Yeah.
I had a fantastic conversation with Ryan Murtaugh this weekend about Brian and the job that coach has done.
Brian.
And the hiring there. And there's so many things that have to go on behind the scenes with a supportive administration team if you want to be a fully functioning high school. It doesn't just happen. It has to be just what Seth talked about, a unity of purpose, everybody on the same page. When that happens, you at least give yourself a chance. You at least give yourself a chance.
Well, because if you don't, no one's going to apply for that job. You have to make the job attractive.
Lincoln East just didn't get good overnight across the board with their sports programs. Started with a singular vision that everybody hopped on with their sports programs.
Helps to have a principal and an athletic director that know the advantage of extracurricular activities, what they can do for you in life.
Yeah.
Instead of tampering them down, saying, why can it be a benefit to our boys and girls? What will this do for them? And it's not just sports. It's other extracurricular activities. All right, 8:37. Scott Chanley's coming up next on Sharp Betting in the Morning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.